The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
A quick warning. This episode contains depiction of stressful scenarios and bodily harm. Listener discretion advised.
When I was a kid, my siblings and I, we'd make these paper airplanes. Our dad was a pilot, see, and we all wanted to impress him with the best one. Susanna, my oldest sister, she always won. Or at least I always thought so. She'd fold the paper ever so precisely, every angle perfectly thought out. My brother Hector and I, we always had these grand schemes of making the best ones, but we looked too far ahead, thinking about how great ours would fly when we should have been focusing on folding the damn things in the first place. Yeah, looking back, our dad didn't care. He was probably just amazed he had five kids who weren't fighting all the time. I mean, we did fight sometimes, but it was only like, oh, why did you take all the red construction paper? Susanna? She only used legal paper. I think that's why hers almost floated across the air. The paper was so much lighter than the paper that the rest of us used. Our mom wasn't too happy she stole from her stash, though. Did you know I wasn't even really talking to my family, Mo? Of course you didn't. I never brought it up. It's not like I was avoiding it or anything, it's just, we're all off doing our own thing, you know? And we all felt comfortable doing that because we knew no matter what, no matter where any of us were, we'd have each other's back if we needed it. But then I was in that maze and those whispers washed over me and it really sunk in. I may never hear my mother's voice again. Her real voice, anyway. You grow up wishing your parents would just leave you alone and then you're the one that leaves. And I know, I'm lucky to have parents I can miss. I feel like I've arrived somewhere and things are missing that I didn't know I was expecting. We're looking for Perry's brother, but are Susanna and Hector and are they wondering where their brother went? Hey.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I didn't hear anything.
I was just,
talking to Mo. Yeah, I do that too. The fox clearing? I thought, do you want to sit up top? Get the lay of the land?
Yeah. Sure. That sounds great.
Cool. I can make hot cocoa. You go ahead and, I'll bring some up.
Yeah, that'd be, Yeah, that'd be good.
Right. Marshmallows?
Yeah. Why not?
Cool. I'll throw a few extra in. They're the mini ones.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. I'll meet you up there. Mo, I may have heard everything. And I also think we ran out of Malos 2 weeks ago.
Hey. So I think I see a town way over there. May have a battery for the radio.
You don't have to pretend, Benny.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. It's okay if you're embarrassed or whatever. I know Mo is a good listener, but I can be a good listener too, if you need one.
I guess. Look, I know you're dealing with your own stuff, so I didn't want to add to it, you know?
You listen to me, well, kind of have a few meltdowns. This is what friends do, they listen to each other. Who was she?
Who?
You said you heard her. Who was the her? Was she...
My mom. I thought I heard her voice in the maze.
You know, it's weird to think of you as having a family.
I've mentioned my mom before.
I know, but I never thought about her in a corporeal sense, I guess.
Oh, yeah, your brother's kind of like that for me. Not really a person, just an idea.
Yeah. What did she say?
She asked where I was.
What did you say?
I didn't even know what was happening. If it was real, I guess I just didn't know what to say.
You don't have to talk about it.
It's fine. You heard me talking to Mo anyway. I left, and I didn't think about them because I knew they'd be okay without me. They've been okay without me. My mom, she raised adventurers. One of my sisters is in politics, flies all around the world. Hector, my youngest brother, jumps out of airplanes for a living. My dad was a pilot, so sometimes they'd go up together.
Do you ever talk?
Time to time.
I haven't spoken to my parents in a long while.
I shouldn't worry? What the heck is wrong with you, Mom? Ace hasn't come home for the past 2 weeks, and you tell me not to worry? Something happened. He works on the water. Maybe he fell in and drowned, and it's a cover-up, or someone took him at the gas station, or he fell while on a hike, and his body is rotting and covered in maggots as we speak. And you won't even be in the same state as your distressed daughter? Fine, go talk to Dad. Talk, and do absolutely nothing.
I think I'll see if I can get in touch with them. Maybe send a postcard when we hit that town over there?
I don't think I'm gonna go today.
What? Why?
I used to never go out. And then when this all started happening, I kind of had to, force myself to go out. And I got a lot better, but today the idea of walking outside my door, I can't do it.
Whoa. I mean, I'll be right there with you. You're not going alone.
Yeah, this whole thing, it's a lot more than just being nervous talking to people and getting frustrated and stuff. I used to never go out, and I thought I was better, I was doing better, but now
Now I'm not so sure. Look, even just thinking about going out there gives me the shakes.
Did something happen at that place?
Maybe. I read... This sounds so silly now that I say it, but I think I read the future. On those granite slabs, there were parts about me, and it knew things that no one else knows, and then it had all these places I've never been, and things that haven't happened yet, and I almost found him. I almost found out where Ace was, but then things were fading, and you were yelling, and I...
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, you don't have to go out today. Or tomorrow, even. Take some time off.
What if I never...
If what you read is true, then you'll go out again. Eventually. Give yourself a break. Can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
I'm gonna head to town, though. And maybe this time I'll actually find a place with a battery for the radio. Also somewhere that can, put the radio back together. Sorry about that. Again.
It's okay. We were both a bit all over the place.
Did you ever think about fixing this light?
I did. When you first mentioned it, but not since then. Might be a good project for me to work on, though.
Do you have any technical experience?
I lived alone and didn't like talking to people. You think I called a repairman?
Well, you had a guy deliver your groceries. I figured, you know...
If I was really out in the weeds, I'd see if Jordan could take a look at stuff, but I mostly fix things myself.
I stand corrected. Why do I try? Auntie June's Fine Pastries. Huh. Nope. Carl's Oddly Useful Odds and Ends. Well, that sounds promising. Psst. Oh. Hi, are you Carl?
What are you doing outside?
What?
Come here.
Okay.
Jesus, why on earth are... Never mind, just get in here.
Ow! What the hell?
You want to be outside when that storm really rolls in? What kind of stupid are you, boy? Are you new? Hell, you should have gotten a pamphlet when you moved here.
I was just looking for someone who could fix my radio. Where is here?
Here is the lightning storm capital of the world. Are you visiting? This isn't exactly a prime vacation spot this time of year. God, you're not even wearing rubber boots. I keep telling them, pamphlets, pamphlets, pamphlets!
Pamphlets? What? Wait, you said something about storms.
Oh, now they start the sirens. Jeez, you could give people a little more warning. My skin knows that something nasty is approaching. You'd think that fancy equipment would pick it up quicker.
What about the lightning storms?
God, you're more naive than all those scientist types put together. We got a big one headed right for us.
I gotta get back to Perry.
What, you mean Paris? Bunch of goddamn zoo animal eaters.
No, she's a person. She's someone outside who doesn't know about the storms.
Kid, you can't go out there without protection.
I don't have time for you to ring me up or whatever.
And I don't have time to clean up your fried corpse on the street, all right? Not gonna do your friend much good if you're more well done than my son-in-law's steaks.
Do you have parts for a radio as well?
Do I have parts for a radio? Son, I got everything from radios to transmitters to walkie-talkies. I got the whole kit and caboodle. Never had a single person walk in here looking for something who hasn't left with it.
Somewhere cold enough that breath fogs the air.
But desert's out of the running, though. Some deserts get really cold at night. But the lighthouse doesn't stick around for nightfall, does it? Oh, sugar. I have the whole history of me, the whole future of me, and the only clue I got was chilly air. I'm at the mercy of probability, and she hasn't exactly been kind to me, has she? Well, she's had her moments, letting me practice interacting with understanding strangers, finding me a friend who I can help and who helps me. And yet, the world is so much bigger than I thought, and I feel so small. What? No answer for me, Light? Nothing for your old friend, Hesperia? Mo's a lot more talkative than you. if they could see me now. Sitting atop a lighthouse, trying to fix something of all too familiar complexity. This would be a whole lot easier with internet. Maybe Benny's onto something with the whole internet cafe idea.
Okay, all saddled up, kid. Threw in a couple of walkie-talkies for free. They're ancient, and frankly, I just want to be rid of them.
Thanks!
Thank me if you survive the storm, son.
Run. Run, Benny. Run. Come on, man.
Ugh. I knew I should have grabbed the Phillips head. Now I have to go all the way back down.
Okay.
I have a toolbox for a reason, Benny. Ugh, where'd you put that thing? Aha!
Missed this.
Me too.
Hey, look. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It is.
I'm happy you let me pick you up.
Right.
Perry, I...
Do you get a lot of thunderstorms at school?
Not often.
There was this one storm when I was a kid, but before you moved here. It felt like it was gonna swallow the whole world. It made the light go out on top, and I was scared it was after me too. I've been watching the storms lately. I'm not as scared of them anymore, but I guess I was thinking about the lightning. About how something happens far away, but it takes a while for you to know. And sometimes that silence stretches between the lightning and the thunder, but it's still so
That sound still strikes you to your core when it arrives. Even if it happens far away, you know?
I know.
And I guess I just... It feels like the thunder just got to me because the lightning was so far away and I didn't. Couldn't see it.
I'm sorry, Perry. I'm so sorry.
No, just don't.
Perry!
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 One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. A little over 6 miles away. I should... One, two, three, four.
Perry, what are you doing? Get off the roof! Oh shit, another flash? One, two, three. Whoa! Okay.
That was only a mile away.
Get down! Perry, get down! Perry! Perry, get away! Perry! Go, go, Perry! No, Perry, Perry. Hey, Perry, I got you, Perry, please. Please, Perry. You gotta be okay. Perry, you gotta be okay.
Mom? Dad?
The Far Meridian, created and written by Eli Barraza, directed and produced by Misha Stanton, performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Danielle Shamaya as Ruth, Jose Donato as Benny, and Richard Malmus as Carl. Music by The Album Leaf. Thank you for wandering with us during our first season. We'll be back with our second season in 2018. You can find more information and transcripts at thefarmeridian.com. And if you're looking for ways to support the show before we return, you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or find us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmeridian. You can also always find us on social media at The Far Meridian. The fog's rolling in. We'll be back next year. Until then, may you always find your way.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.